Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Everyone eats fast food.
You got one of those Happy Meals? You got a Happy Meal?
Well, somebody get the kid a Happy Meal!
So here's former chief and Instagram chef Mitchell Schwartz for Fast Food Friday on The Drive.
Yo, why they gotta call you Instagram chef?
I was all excited, and then just Instagram chef just really brought me down.
That was crazy.
Well, I guess that's as far as I've taken being a chef, except for my brother and I filmed a show that we filmed 7 episodes of, and then it ceased to exist, so that would have been cool to say I was on TV being a chef, but I guess I am an Instagram chef.
I know, but the way they made it sound, it just sounded like you was out here selling plates. Like, I mean, come on now. Like, what are we doing here?
I need to sell knives. That's what I need. Make some income.
All right. Right now, we're joined in studio by Mitchell Schwartz. It's been a while that we've had a Fast Food Friday. You and I agreed the last time you were here to go to Sonic. So I was asking you this off air. Is Sonic a West Coast thing? I know you guys are real big Jack in the Box, real big In-N-Out. You have been in the Midwest long enough to know people in the Midwest love Sonic. I actually really like Sonic. I think Sonic's food is better than people give it credit, and that's always a great place to go get you a dessert.
I did not grow up eating Sonic. I cannot say whether there was or wasn't Sonic. I grew up and we didn't go to Target at all, and so I thought that like Targets didn't exist in Southern California, and turns out there was one not too far from our house, but Smart and Final was a little closer, and we had some other normal grocery stores closer, so I'm guessing it's down there. It's just not something that I ate. And we also had Carl's Jr. down there as well, which I think is Hardee's for the Midwest and for the East Coast. So yeah, it's just something that for whatever reason, our household, you know, we didn't eat a ton of fast food, but we definitely did not eat Sonic. So I'm newer to it. I mostly like the food. You know, I've had more good experiences than bad, and I'm excited to see what we have today.
All right, Rob, you were in charge of going to get the food today. What do we have here? What are we trying?
All right, so our four food items today from Sonic are as follows. The first two are a nice comparison. We'll be having a grilled cheese for comparison's sake to Quick Trip. We'll be having mozzarella sticks for comparison's sake to Arby's. And we'll also be having a chili cheese coney. And the special current at Sonic is the bacon garlic butter cheeseburger. Those are your four items today from Sonic America's Drive-In.
All right. Mitchell Schwartz, what would you like to try first? What are you feeling first?
Well, how are we taking this Coney dog down? Were you like laying in the tramp style?
I put a knife in there. There's a knife.
Yeah, we just got to chop the glizzy in half.
I was going with the Lady and the Tramp joke. I feel like I'm surprised that we did a grilled cheese, but I am interested in what it looks like. So I feel like maybe we start with basic and go up from there.
All right, let's grab the grilled cheese here. We are doing a Sonic taste test. So Rob did tell me this. The only information that I have is we were going to get that pulled pork burger. That was a limited time only. They took it off the menu. You know, it was kind of like the McRib. You got to get the McRib when you can get it.
I will say, presentation wise, this comes in like a nice little tray, which I definitely dig. We have plates and a fork. Now, size-wise, this is about the smallest I feel like a grilled cheese sandwich could possibly be.
Seems like a grilled cheese sandwich for a child.
Yeah, this is, like, not very big at all, and it's a little bit
concerning. Is on their value menu, for comparison's sake. This is a $2.49 grilled cheese.
Okay.
So, you know, Quick Trip's a little heartier and a little more expensive. This is more basic and, hey, tied me over at 3:15 snack with a cherry limeade kind of energy.
Okay, I don't think that the bread doesn't have any crunch.
I need to ask, what time was this purchased?
I can look at the receipt right here. It was purchased at
2:37.
2:37, yep.
Okay, so it's been about 30 minutes, and this bread looks like there was a toast on it. I can't say that this bread looks like it was ever crispy crunchy like the Quick Trip grilled cheese. So it looks like a toasted, potentially griddled, maybe not fully griddled bun, but it's hard for me to think that this was ever like crispy the way a grilled cheese is supposed to be.
I've already taken two bites. Let's see where you at.
And remember, when tasting this one, I'm curious on two things. One, the score, obviously. But I'm also curious on comparison's sake to our first Fast Food Friday and Quick Trip.
I took one bite. I don't need to go more than one bite. I probably will go more than one bite because I'm hungry right now. This is like a 3.5, 4. It's got all the components. It's got bread. Potentially was griddled or whatever at one point. It's got American cheese. It has nothing beyond that. The exterior doesn't have any butter or fat taste to it. There's no salt. It's as basic as you could possibly get, and it's below average, and I would advise against it.
This is the first thing that we have eaten that I feel very confident that I could make better than they could make this. Like, right now, if you gave me all the ingredients to make a grilled cheese, and I put the Sonic grilled cheese and my grilled cheese, I think you would like my grilled. This doesn't taste like anything. The bread's not crisp. The cheese isn't cheesy. It's just bad. This is one of the worst fast food items I've ever had.
That's what I'm saying. So my only guess is that they just, like, toast the bread in a toaster, and it's basic white bread. It's not flavored. Again, there's no part of the grilled cheese is too, which is fine. I mean, Kraft singles are excellent. Let's not hate on the gooey American cheese, but there's zero flavor to it, and it's very basic. There's no textural contrast. No, this is, I would hope that you can make a better grilled cheese than
this. I mean, I feel like you're not being harsh enough. 3.5 is generous to me.
Really?
This is a 2.
This is a 2.
This is bad. This is the worst thing so far that we have eaten on Fast Food Fridays. All right, I don't want another bite. I had two bites. I don't want a third bite. All right, what next are we trying here? We are doing Sonic. Someone said you guys didn't get the pulled pork. The pulled pork actually is no longer on the menu. There is no more pulled pork on the menu.
It was a limited release. We missed the limited release window.
Yeah, we
Such
missed
life.
The window. Mitchell Schwartz was out here traveling the world. We missed our window to get the Sonic
fault.
Pulled pork. I'm sure it was American Royal quality.
Why be in Bora Bora when you can have a Sonic pulled pork cheeseburger?
Yeah, you know what I mean? He's down here at the Caribbean, and we missed our cream slush.
All right, so we're going with the mozzarella sticks. There's 6 in the package.
These actually look like they could be good.
They do look good.
Grab one of these. You got time to. We got 6 of them. You can definitely have a mozzarella stick.
So they are, again, for comparison's sake.
Oh, let me get some of the sauce, too.
On the smaller side, in terms of mozzarella sticks, the last ones we had, I believe, were a little beefier, a little chunkier.
This marinara looks tragic.
Yes, the marinara does look tragic. It's in a very generic packaged condiment side plastic container. The cheese pull was pretty good. I'm going to go in for a half without the marinara, then I'll go in for a half with. But from, like, look, appearance, I'm more encouraged than the grilled cheese.
The marinara wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. It's not good, but it's not as bad as I thought.
So far, mozzarella stick is good. A little heavy on the breading, which is okay. I mean, if you're having a fried mozzarella stick, I think that's okay. I think they're using the Italian seasoned breadcrumbs, or there's some sort of Italian seasoning on the exterior, which I like. You know, some people like that, some don't. I think it's pretty good. I'm going to go in for the marinara bite next.
Okay. While you were going in for the marinara bite, I feel I've had half a stick. I think I can give a review. I thought this was good. This is what I expected a fast food mozzarella stick to taste like. I thought this was fine. I liked this. I would give their mozzarella sticks, I'd give it a 6. Like, this is not a bad option. Now, I think I would get the Sonic tater tots over getting the mozzarella sticks. Their tater tots are really good, but I certainly would get their mozzarella. Their fries are terrible, at least the last time that I had their fries. I'll never get Sonic's fries again. I like the mozzarella sticks. I'm gonna give it a 6.
Yeah, I think for what I'm currently eating, it's a 5.5 to 6. I think the flavor's there. I think the look is good. I think this is an exceptional item, would be my guess. Snacking in the car to get you home. That if you go there and you're like, man, I'm starving, I don't want to eat in the car, I just want to pick it up, I want to go home. If you need that thing to, like, snack on in the car while it's still hot to get you home, I'm going to guess that this is going to be one of the better things, because this is an item that, again, we're past 30 minutes now. This is an item that's going to be better hot. It's going to be better when the cheese is more gooey. And so, yeah, for what it currently is, you know, 5.5 to 6, I'm going to guess it's more of like a 7.5, 8 when you get it hot and you're eating in the car and you just have that little something to munch on.
All right, Rob, where are you at? You got a mozzarella stick.
So the actual stick itself, now I did not get the Arby's stick, so I don't have the comparison 1-to-1, but I actually 100% agree with Mitch. This is one of those things where it's like, I'm at Sonic, I'm grabbing food for dinner, let me get something to munch on the way home. You don't have the fries at the bottom of the bag, you have the mozzarella sticks. I will say, now, marinara sauce is going to be difficult at a fast food place. Theirs was very ketchupy to me. I took one bite without, one bite with. The bite without was better. It was a little too sweet of a, I'm air quoting, marinara sauce for
my
liking.
That's how I feel too. I agree with you. I think these were much better without the marinara sauce than with them.
So I agree with that. I don't think it's a great sauce. I think the sauce is like 10 times better in taste than it looks. It looks like a 0.1 out of 10, and you know, the sauce is still below average, but I think the sauce has more flavor to it, which maybe worries me that there's a lot of sugar and chemicals and stuff in it. But in terms of like just satiating, I really like mozzarella sticks with a tomato-y side, and I like to dip it. I do think it's okay, but it's not great.
This tasted to me more like salsa than marinara sauce. Like it didn't have that marinara sauce. I'm okay on the marinara sauce. Oh, the mozzarella sticks, though, I'd give it a 6. All right, we are doing Fast Food Fridays. Mitchell Schwartz is here. We are eating some Sonic. We have already had their grilled cheese sandwich. Do not advise. Please stay away. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. No one was a fan of the grilled cheese sandwich. We just had the mozzarella sticks. Everyone was a moderate fan of it. All right, I think we are now going for the bacon garlic cheeseburger.
It is the bacon garlic butter cheeseburger. So this is the most popular burger other than their traditional burger at Sonic, the bacon garlic butter burger.
So size-wise, this is a little wider than I expected, so I will say the bun and the patty are pretty good width. Cutting into it, the bacon looks really crispy. I'm pleasantly surprised. It smells garlicky and buttery, so I will say that it definitely smells garlicky. It's a single patty. It's got cheese on both sides. Looks like there's some mayo, maybe a little bit of onion in here. I'm pretty encouraged by this, to be honest. I'm going to go ahead and take a bite. But so far, I like what I'm seeing. And I will say, as an Instagram chef, you know how to do that little squeeze in the middle to make the food look better than it's supposed to, which usually pushes out the juice, so don't do that in real life. Just holding it, I'm kind of giving it a little push, and it is oozing. It looks like garlic butter. So this is living up to the name. I will give it that.
This is the first food that we've had that I think suffers from the fact that we didn't eat it immediately. Like, if we had had this 20, 30 minutes ago, I think I would like it more than now. So I'm trying to kind of remove that from my score, but I feel like this food was ordered at 2:30. We're now eating it at 3:15. I'm trying to not factor that into my score.
To be fair, timing is a little bit of an issue in this segment. You know, you got to get the food.
Okay, so I actually think you can evaluate it pretty well. I think this one's easier to evaluate after the fact than the mozzarella sticks were. For like living up to the name, it's like a 7.5 or 8. I think it hits like everything that you look for in terms of what it's telling you that it is. The bacon is super crispy, which I think is a must. The burger itself's good. The bun is good. That garlic butter, it's got a lot of that going on, so you get a ton of it. I don't think it needs that. I think there's too many components that are playing against each other, and I think it'd either be better, I think that garlic butter on the grilled cheese would be money. I think that's what they need to do. They need to griddle the grilled cheese in that garlic butter. I think on a burger or with a bacon cheeseburger, to me, it's a little bit weird. I love all the ingredients. I still think it's a good burger, so I'd still probably give it like a 6.5 or 7 because I think overall it's really good. It's just like a weird taste, and I don't know exactly how to describe that without sounding a little hypocritical, because I like all the components together.
I think this might be the one place that you and I are like in 100% agreement so far on everything that we have eaten. I think your score is very fair. It's around a 6.5, 7 to me. I 100% agree with you. This burger was as advertised. Like, if you want a fast food garlic bacon cheeseburger, that is exactly what they have given you. You got a good taste of garlic. The bacon, I'm with you, was crispy. I think it was a good burger. I actually enjoyed it. I don't really like garlic that much. So like the garlic taste was a little bit overpowering. So this isn't something that I would order per se. But as I said, if you were going like, this is exactly what they told you was going to be. Sometimes you order something from a fast food restaurant and it's not close to what they told you was going to be. That is not the case here. This was good. I'd give this a 7, maybe 7.5. I did like this burger.
Yeah. Again, I think it's still a really good burger. I mean, I'm going to finish the half I have because I think it's really good. I just think the garlic butter's like overpowering. And to me, it doesn't necessarily belong on a bacon cheeseburger. And so that's where I'm kind of struggling because I feel like there are butter burgers, which the burger is more like cooked in butter or, you know, finished with butter. And that just adds to like the richness of the burger in general. The fact that like it's so garlicky, which I love again, just kind of competes with what the rest of the burger is supposed to be. So again, I think they hit the nail on the head in terms of what they told you you're getting and what they're giving you. I think all the components are excellent. I just think they kind of plays together in a somewhat strange way.
All right, we have one more thing left. We are doing a Fast Food Friday. Mitchell Schwartz is here. We're doing a Sonic taste test. So far, we have had the grilled cheese. We have had the mozzarella sticks. We just finished their bacon garlic cheeseburger. We have one thing left. Now, Mitch, I will say that I requested this. I have never had a chili cheese dog from Sonic before. So the purpose of this is to get different new things on the menu. So I at least wanted to give it a try. This is their chili cheese coney. Have you ever gotten the coney from Sonic before? Are you a coney guy?
I don't know that I feel like I have. I can't tell you specifically when that was. This is a very large and long hot dog. Maybe not.
It was the foot long. This was
This reminds me a lot of a Dodger dog for anyone who is from LA or has been to Dodger games in terms of what the hot dog is like. Visually in the package, looked exactly like what a chili cheese dog is supposed to look like. Taking it out and cutting it up, there is some cheese stickage to the top of the thing that I'm gonna have to kind of scrape off to get like a properly cheesy bite, which I like. I'm a big fan of cheese paper, so just want people to know that out there. But a really good size hot dog, and the chili and cheese looks like it's doing what it's supposed to do.
By the way, this sets you back for a 12-inch chili cheese coney, $5.99. So I mean, you get a hot dog at a Dodger game or a Royals game, it's going to be more than $5.99. At Sonic, chili cheese coney, a foot long, big boy, is $5.99.
I think that's appropriately priced. And I also, so can you get them in different sizes? Is that how it works here?
I believe so, yes. You can get, I believe there's a 6-inch one too. But chili cheese, obviously the added toppings affect the price in some form or fashion.
Yeah, I know. I think that's super fair price for a foot-long chili cheese dog. I think that's pretty good.
I've already taken my bite. I'm ready to get my score. I'm going to wait on you, Mitch, to see where you are.
I have a question Sonic before you test. Score. Were there beans in the chili? Because that could affect your scoring system here. Because I know your disdain for beans.
I do not like beans. I'm not a fan of beans. I did not taste any beans. I think I can give this a fair score.
Okay, I've taken a bite. I feel like I can give it a score, too.
Was not a fan. Not a fan at all. Like, first bite, I only took one bite. This is a 4 to me. I didn't like the hot dog. I thought the chili was just okay. The hot dog was, like, kind of crunchy in a way. Like, this, I was maybe more disappointed.
Crunchy or snappy?
Snappy. That's maybe a better way to describe
it. So snappy hot dogs and sausages are personal preference. So I don't think that's a bad thing per se, but some people like that, some people don't.
Yeah, I don't want a snappy hot dog. I actually was more disappointed in the dog than I was the chili. I mean, it was fast food chili. I mean, what was I going into it thinking that Sonic was going to make a good bowl of chili? I got to give their chili cheese dog a 4.
So I did not get the snap of the hot dog that you got. So your half might have been a little different. I think flavor wise, it's a below average flavored hot dog, which is surprising because I feel like hot dogs are usually pretty flavorful and they're packed full of a lot of stuff that isn't necessarily the healthiest for you, which is why they usually taste so good. The chili is poor. I don't think it's good chili. I think it still tastes like it's maybe over seasoned and over flavored with some, you know, spice powder. It doesn't really just play like a, you know, a good bowl of chili, and probably not enough cheese for my taste, especially for how this currently tastes. I would love either mustard and or onion I think it needs some sort of, you know, acid or vinegar to kind of cut through everything going on, because there's not as much going on as I liked it to. So I'm with you. I think it's somewhere, you know, 4, 4.5. I think it's a below average chili cheese dog.
All right. I think this was a decent run at Sonic. Like, at this point with Sonic, I've been there enough that I kind of know exactly what I would get. I mean, maybe the mozzarella sticks or something that I would try. I would not get any of the other things that we tried today. I would never get the grilled cheese. I've never had a hot dog. This is my first ever corn dog or hot dog from Sonic, and the bacon garlic cheeseburger. I was a fan of the cheeseburger. I already know I like their burgers, so this was, you know, just a better version of that. I actually came away most pleasantly surprised with the mozzarella stick. We saw with Arby's, you can mess up mozzarella sticks. That is not 100% guarantee. I thought it was crispy. I thought it was cheesy in the middle. I thought it had a flavor to it. You could taste it. I think the mozzarella stick stole the show here.
I think it's hitting the highest above expected batting average. I do think, again, the burger, if that didn't have the garlic butter or was like less garlicky, I think that would have been the best. Like, I mean, it rated the best regardless, but I think it would have played as the best. Rob, do you have the list of the items that are sold the most?
The most popular items? Is that what you're looking for? Let me scroll through here. According to that same website that led us astray with Arby's, so grain of salt.
Why are you still using it?
Yeah, we can't trust that website.
Don't blame the website. You're still on it.
It says number one, the mozzarella sticks. So there's that. It has number two as a Sonic Blast. Now, Sonic Blast is basically a blizzard. I wasn't going to get two blizzards. You guys know what a blizzard tastes like. It has number three as their tater tots. I assume everyone on Earth has had a Sonic tater tot, so there's no point in going down that path. Now, 7-8, back-to-back, was corn dog chili cheese coney, and I just assumed that you had had a corn dog before.
I've never had the corn dog from Sonic before.
That's on me then, because the corn dog, I just assumed you had a childhood at some point and had a corn dog from Sonic.
No, I never had one. No, this was this was a new experience for me. Everything that we have ordered was, I think I maybe had their mozzarella sticks before, but the other three things that we ordered, I'd never had before from Sonic.
So are people just not going to Sonic for burgers then?
So the next item after on that list was the burger. Now, I will say about Sonic, they have the happy hour specials where you can get the apps relatively cheap and the drinks relatively cheap, which is what they are most popular for. You show up, you're on the way home from work, it's 4:30, grab a cherry limeade, grab mozzarella sticks, you get home, you're satiated until 6:37 for dinner. That's kind of their lane more than like, hey, I'm going to have a full lunch.
Okay, that makes sense.
A lot of people on the text line are saying that Culver's needs to be our next foray into Fast Food Friday. So this is what we'll do. Why don't we take a little bit of a break? We'll let you guys text in 913-586-7610. Where do you think our next Fast Food Friday should be with Mitchell Shorts?
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.